Chapter 5. Complexity. Aside from death and taxes, complexity may be the only other sure bet in life. Complexity always grows over time. In our industry, it's the unavoidable consequence of maturing software. Unless we're willing to remove features from an application, there is simply no way to sidestep it. If we can't get rid of complexity, our next job is to stifle its growth. We need to recognize when complexity isn't necessary and develop a finely tuned nose for it. If we know what it smells like, and if we can pick up the all-too-familiar stench from every nook and cranny of our software, we'll be better off in the end. Essay 26. Sniff out bad complexity. Bad complexity is complexity that just doesn't have to be there. That's not always easy to spot. Sometimes even the pieces we think have to be there really don't. This happened even to Thomas Jefferson. In 1776, Jefferson sat on the committee that drafted the Declaration of Independence. The committee gave him the privilege of writing the first draft. When the draft was completed, he sent it to his friend Benjamin Franklin for review. Franklin returned the draft with much of Jefferson's clever language erased. Jefferson was none too happy, but Franklin tried to convince his friend why this was for the better. Franklin told him this story. "When I was a journeyman printer, one of my companions, an apprentice hatter having served out his time, was about to open shop for himself. His first concern was to have a handsome signboard with a proper inscription. He composed it in these words: John Thompson, hatter, makes and sells hats for ready money, with a figure of a hat subjoined, but he thought he would submit it to his friends for their amendments. The first he showed it to thought the word hatter tautologous, because it was followed by the words makes hats, which showed he was a hatter. It was struck out. The next observed that the word makes might as well be omitted, because his customers would not care who made the hats. If good and to their mind, they would buy them by whomsoever made. He struck it out. A third said he thought the words for ready money were useless, because it was not the custom of the place to sell on credit. Everyone who purchased expected to pay. They were parted with, and the inscription now stood, John Thompson sells hats. Sells hats, said the next friend. Why, nobody will expect you to give them away. What then is the use of that word? It was stricken out, and hats followed it, as there was one painted on the board. So the inscription was reduced ultimately to John Thompson, with the figure of a hat subjoined. Plenty of software could take a cue from the hatter's sign. Does this button need to be there? Is this line of copy adding anything of value, or is it merely repeating something else that's already there? Does this new feature actually help make the task easier? Consider what you could possibly remove from your software and still have it function the same. Essay 27. The Simplicity Paradox. What makes complexity a strange phenomenon is this. Everyone loves simple. That's why people say, I just want things to be simple. Who says, I just want things to be complicated, ever? I decided to find out, so I looked it up on Google. As of this writing, if you Google the phrase, I want things to be simple, you'll get approximately 954,000 matching results. There is one unique matching results for the phrase, I want things to be complicated. 1. The only unique matching result? A blog post that I wrote about this very subject in October 2009. Extract myself from the annals of recorded human civilization, and apparently no one has ever wanted or even thought about the idea of voluntary complication. Then, why do we run into this Jeffersonian problem of complexity when we're building our own stuff? Why do the things we produce often wind up festered in complication? How do so many well-intentioned pieces of software matriculate from simple ideas to functional nightmare? Simple products can actually be hard to build. Most ideas, simple at the surface, are viciously complicated when we get into the details. Ideas at a high level are always simple. Every business idea must be accompanied by the elevator pitch, 60 seconds to get the message across from beginning to end. We can't pack complexity into a 60-second description. When ideas start feeling complex, we leave the comforts of ideal land and enter the naked reality of implementation. Once we dig into the details, we discover where all the holes in logic are. That's just the nature of detail. An idea that hasn't been thought through completely, read most of them, has little chance of surviving Complexityville at this point. Rather than rethinking the idea altogether, it's sometimes easier to plow through the problems with head down and blinders up. Half-baked decisions are made and features are added, all for the sake of preserving the sanctity of the big idea. Then, complexity festers. Simple sometimes seems like not enough. If everyone likes simple software, and most software isn't simple to build, it would appear that the sweet spot for good software would be both simple to use and simple to build. It's a win-win for both user and developer. But that kind of software rarely exists in our world. There has to be something more to this mystery. The answer lies in our own fear of inadequacy. When we build something simply, it doesn't feel like enough. We convince ourselves into believing our customer isn't getting his money's worth. A simple thing that's also simple to build feels valueless. An idea that's easily implemented is rarely considered a big idea at all. Venture capitalists don't throw millions of dollars at simple ideas. They throw all that money at the Donald Trump-esque superlatives. Is it best in class? Is it innovative? Is it cutting edge? Oftentimes, these are just other ways of saying an idea is complex enough to be worth its weight. Herein lies the paradox. From a builder's point of view, we often equate the worth of software we build to its complexity, and more complexity equals more value. The view from the other side of the mirror is different. The reality is 90% of our users use only 10% of the features built into the average enterprise-level software. When users can't find the few functions they need because they're buried among the many features they don't need, they either take it out on their own perceived shortcomings or blame it on the software itself. While builders and stakeholders see simplicity as the shortcoming, users see complexity as the shortcoming. At my company, the natural urge to complicate is something we resist constantly. We have to resell and repitch simple to ourselves all the time. Countless internal arguments about features in our own software end up with incredibly simple solutions. Sometimes the UI just needs a small tweak in text. Other times, it's just a reorganization of links. Sometimes, we'll argue for hours about a new feature before ultimately deciding the feature just isn't worth the complexity it adds. The lesson is this: you don't have to merit lengthy hours of feature discussion with an equally large amount of feature additions. It's natural to feel that the amount of time you spend on something should parallel the amount of measurable output you put into the product, regardless of the benefit of that new feature. But free yourself from that debilitating thought. Once you've let go of the vulnerable feeling that simplicity cheapens your worth, you can finally get on with building good software. A simple solution shouldn't be thought of as not enough of anything. Sometimes it is exactly enough of everything. Essay 28, Complexity as a Game of Pick-Up Sticks. Pick-Up Sticks is an old children's game where you try to remove individual plastic sticks from a pile without disturbing the others. You start the game by holding a bundle of sticks in your hand and letting them go. Most of the sticks fall in a pile in the middle, while a select few roll away from the center. The object is to remove as many sticks as you can from the pile, one at a time, without disturbing the other sticks. You lose your turn if any other sticks in the pile are disturbed. Maintaining complex software sometimes feels a lot like this game. Each stick represents a feature or function. Sometimes a feature can live outside and completely away from the others. Other times, it affects a few components. And still other times, it's completely intertwined with many other features. Implementing a new feature is like adding a few new sticks into the mix. At a certain point, trying to remove any stick without disturbing the rest is nearly impossible. Complexity adds up fast. As developers, we try our best to circumvent this by following good habits, encapsulating our code, scoping variables at the right level, breaking apart larger pieces of logic into bite-sized chunks, or introducing patterns. It's our valiant attempt to align all of our sticks in parallel, side by side, so they don't touch each other. But consistently refactoring code into the right places while continuing to add more sticks into the mix can get hairy. It's easy to let our guard down. Every time we add a new feature, we stand the chance of disrupting a host of other features that might not, at first, seem directly connected. As we add more features, those disruption points grow pretty rapidly.